This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the United States and allies said to be considering a military strike against Syria, oil prices are up sharply again today, with the Texas benchmark up 1.4% to $110.50 a barrel. Higher oil prices are hurting emerging markets, where the Indian currency fell to a record low today, deepening the worst economic crisis there in 20 years. In the U.S., where some kind of economic recovery was in progress, what will higher oil prices mean? Each week, we consult Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America for BNP Paribas in New York. Julia, thanks for joining us live here.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. How worried are you about the spike in wholesale oil prices?
Well, so far, I'd say not terribly worried yet. Consumers have gotten pretty accustomed to gasoline prices at the pump that bounce between $3.25 and $4 on a national basis. We're going to start moving towards the higher end of that range, but we're not likely, given where oil prices are today, to see something much higher than that. So we'd have to see it go further to really dampen the consumer outlook.
All right. So if I can't worry you with that, let's try the real estate market. I know it surged in the spring. I was watching that. But in the summer, well, how would you characterize it this summer?
Well, unfortunately, home buyers got hit with much higher mortgage rates just as the summer selling season was getting underway. And incoming indicators suggest a little bit of stress there. We saw new home sales fall. We're going to get pending home sales out in just a few minutes. So we'll take a look at that. But I'd say there are a few wobbles both on the price front and the home sales front suggesting that mortgage rates are taking a little bit of the steam out of the momentum.
With some official gross domestic product figures coming out tomorrow. Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.